Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a burglary at a residence in the 2100 block of Babbler Road in McKinleyville last night. A deputy spoke with the residents who reported someone had entered their home and stolen numerous items, including jewelry, electronics, food, and cash, a haul estimated at more than $10,000 worth of goods. This morning, a deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted a vehicle with expired registration tags and contacted the driver, 36-year-old Daniel Christie, who was on probation. A subsequent search of Christie's vehicle turned up items that matched those stolen from the house on Babbler Road. The deputy then spoke with the residents of the house Christie was parked in front of when contacted, and after being granted permission to search, the deputy recovered several additional items stolen during the Babbler Road break-in. Christie was arrested and booked on several charges, and the process of returning the stolen items to their rightful owners has begun. On Friday, the sheriff's office released photos of two men suspected of playing a role in a burglary at a residence in Fortuna in late December. The burglars had stolen several items, including electronics, computers, cameras, jewelry, and other high-value items with a total worth of more than $10,000. The men depicted in the photos are seen entering the Bear River Casino gas station and using the victim's stolen debit card. The suspects were also seen arriving and leaving in a dark green or black GMC Suburban. Photos of the suspects have been posted at the sheriff's website, and anyone with information about the two men or the burglary is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Yesterday afternoon, the sheriff's office received a 911 call from a 21-year-old Eureka resident who reported that she and two friends had gone hiking along the Headwaters Trail for several hours, but had left the trail and now found themselves lost. The caller reported that they had very little food and water left, and the battery on the cell phone was dying, and that they were only wearing shorts and light clothing and were now wet and cold. Using GPS coordinates gathered from the 911 call, search and rescue deputies along with volunteers began the search for the trio, who were located near midnight about 3 miles from Hookton Road and the 101. All three were found to be in good health, other than being cold and wet, and all denied medical treatment. As a reminder, you should always notify friends and family when you go hiking, letting them know the route you plan to take and how long you think you'll be gone. And when Humboldt State University announced that it was opening the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research, it generated a few laughs, particularly from one late-night comedian, Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel, according to school administrators, featured the institute in a funny, if inaccurate, skit on his show that led school president Roland Richmond and the Associated Students president Ellen Henderson to contact Kimmel by inviting him to campus. The school invited Kimmel to speak at next spring's commencement ceremony and then changed that offer to give him a chance to visit at his convenience. The school has not heard back from Kimmel or his representatives as of yet, but both Richmond and Henderson, keeping a good humor, would like the chance to disabuse Kimmel and his viewers about the manner in which they portrayed HSU students and faculty. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was a plan that was bandied about the Eureka community for more than 60 years, the consolidation of the Eureka Fire Department with the Humboldt Fire Protection District. As we enter the new year, the consolidation effort is well underway as a Joint Powers Authority Board works to finalize the consolidation. Chief Ken Woods, who heads up the new Humboldt Bay Fire Department, had this update on where things stand as of now.
January 1st was the first day that all city and district firefighters were incorporated together, permanently assigned to different stations. So now every station had former district and city firefighters. They're all working together now.
Chief Woods went on to say that there are still plenty of details to work out, but the process shouldn't take much longer.
The first step will be the JPA hiring the fire chief and the training officer. And then step two is the complete consolidation of both administrations between the district and the city. Phase three will be the final hiring by the JPA of the line staff, the firefighters on the engines every day. So it looks like the end of this month, probably the JPA board, newly formed board, will have their first meeting and take care of the procedural, governmental-type appointing people to positions, and then we'll move forward from there.
The consolidation will allow for better coverage and better response times from Humboldt Bay Fire crews. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.